HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetera, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
It's a historic week for tech this time because an antitrust hearing happened in the United States where Jeff Bezos, Sundar Pichai, Mark Zuckerberg and Tim Cook, the CEOs of Amazon, Google, Facebook and Apple respectively, appeared in front of the Congress to answer questions about big tech's anti-competitive practices. Now, I know this doesn't sound like much, but the mere fact that the four of them appeared together is a huge, huge deal, irrespective of what comes out of this hearing. Now, it was a four-hour long hearing, so it's really almost impossible to sum up what went down. But here are the highlights. And let me tell you right at the start that the lawmakers were ready and they came out with all guns blazing. I mean, honestly, just turn off any show you're binging on Netflix and binge through this hearing. You won't regret it, I promise. They asked some very important questions and even accused these companies of lots of antitrust behavior. And they didn't just accuse as in, hey, you do this. They actually presented proof. For example, for Amazon, they actually played the recording of a seller who was accusing Amazon of killing her business. In fact, the hearing began with the chairman of the committee accusing Google of stealing content from competitors and smaller websites. Literally, the question was, why does Google steal content? It wasn't, does Google steal content? It wasn't, what do you think about this? No. He just went ahead and said, why does Google steal content? Similarly, Amazon was accused of stealing IP from small businesses, using their seller data to kill small businesses, and even selling stolen and counterfeit products on its platform. In fact, Bezos even admitted that Amazon has access to seller data to help its own business. He said that they have policies to prevent the misuse of that data, but he couldn't confirm whether they've ever been violated. I mean, there are moments in this hearing where you, as just a consumer, will go, really? You're really just saying that? Also, there's huge irony in the fact that one of the congresswomen went after the richest man in the world for trying to create a monopoly in diapers. Yeah, think about that. The panel was really prepared, guys. All four CEOs were on the back foot for what would have been four long hours for them. And like I said, it's a historic thing. Apple got accused of abusing its power with the App Store. But honestly, next to Facebook, Google and Amazon, Tim Cook really just sat and watched the show for the longest time. It started with most of the questions being directed to Sundar Pichai and Mark Zuckerberg. And it took about 90 minutes for them to ask Bezos the first question. But when they did, they really went at it. Now, the committee will file a report about its findings and suggest solutions for what it thinks should be done, how the antitrust law should be changed. So this really isn't the final step in all of this. But I'll end this episode with what David Cicilline, the chairman of the committee, said to give you an idea of what we expect next. And I'm going to quote him word to word, so bear with me here. Today, we had the opportunity to hear from four of the most powerful companies in the world. This hearing has made one fact clear to me. These companies, as they exist today, have monopoly power. Some need to be broken up, all need to be properly regulated and held accountable. We need to ensure that antitrust laws first written more than a century ago work in the digital age. When these laws were written, the monopolists were men named Rockefeller and Carnegie. Their control of the marketplace allowed them to do whatever it took to crush independent businesses and expand their power. The names have changed, the stories are the same. Today, the names are Zuckerberg, Cook, Pichai, and Bezos. Once again, their control of the marketplace allows them to do whatever it takes to crush independent businesses and expand their power. This must end.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcast@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a LiveMint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.